When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on!
Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Right. If you're watching us on Facebook, YouTube, or on Twitter, thank you. We apologize. But if you aren't, we do this every Friday. Thanks.
We apologize for doing it, or we apologize for being late.
We apologize that you're watching it. Thank you. I apologize.
If you're watching, we're sorry.
I tend to start my day with a good solid apology to blanket pretty much everything. Just sorry.
Just preemptive.
Mm-hmm. Preemptive apology.
Idea. I think at home it's probably a better idea. I don't know if you need to at work, but
right.
Well, you know,
it's kind of like on Wheel of Fortune, they give you the letters now. Every morning is just assumed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
RSTLNE. See you later, babe. Yeah. Yeah. Morning,
Aspen. Love you.
Sorry, yeah.
Love you.
RSTLNE.
Yep.
Covered. Oh my gosh. So yeah. So no football Saturday. Rainy day. It's going to be in the 60s. Have we turned a corner? Or are we going to go back for one more round of summer? Do you think?
We might.
It's
early. We might tick it a little bit. We don't know.
What is the first day of fall? Did it just happen the other day?
Yeah, I think it was the 22nd. 21st.
Mm-hmm. Oops, I got to turn that down. Yep. Hold on. Yeah, so officially it is fall, but still not bad.
And in the theme of answering questions, which it's funny, some of the stuff we talk about, you think, oh my gosh, people will respond to this. This is great. But it's the things you don't think that anybody's going to have a comment about, they have a comment about.
Yes.
402-403-9478. Somebody, I think it's, after three texts, she finally says, oh, this was Shannon. So Shannon texted in and says, hi, Pat and JT, listen to your podcast the other day about the huge corn dog you saw at Costco. And this makes sense. And this is genius. She said there is a big corn dog truck that was probably parked there that day. They usually park at Hy-Vee during lunch and they have these gigantic corn dogs. That and maybe that same one they had at Hy-Vee, they had it parked at Costco or something.
How have I never seen that?
I haven't either. And why is it not shaped like the Wiener Mobile?
Well,
you know,
well, maybe most corn dogs aren't. Most corn dogs, if you think about it, because they're on a stick, they don't have much of a chance.
Yeah,
to be shaped like that. But I don't think I've ever seen the corn dog truck.
She sent me a link to the Corn Dog Company Omaha Facebook page. So I'll put that on our little description.
Okay.
Thanks, Shannon.
Well, I'd like to be our sponsor.
Right? In trade. Hi, and this next one is, hi, this is Courtney, listening to the Narcissist Island episode, which was yesterday's episode.
Yes.
She said, I would win the Doormat Island, which we had two different reality shows, Doormat Island and Narcissist Island, but only if that was okay with everybody else, she said. Like, yes, totally.
Okay. That's funny.
Get it.
That's, yeah. If are you good with that? Unless somebody else really wants it.
Yep.
That's cool.
Boring show on the planet.
Man, speaking of Narcissist Island, the Kardashians are back on Hulu. We've been talking about that a little bit, but more and more information coming out as I'm not watching it. And I'm guessing you are or will be.
Yes, we were going to watch it last night, but Bennett came over to activate his new phone. And ended up just sitting there BSing for like 2 or 3 hours. So we're going to watch it tonight.
Okay.
Today we have a podcast on our network called Hot Off the Mess. And Samantha is the host. And she talked about it in her episode that was released today. And she said she cried the entire episode because it's about Khloé and everything that went on. And it's just, she's like, it is
heartbreaking. I think the opening stuff is, and some of the stuff that's been printed and has since been released. And now they're kind of dripping some of the stuff, but we knew about this. I mean, back in, it would have been around Thanksgiving was when, no, it was the first week of December was when we all heard that Tristan was having a baby with another woman. Is what the deal was. And on the show, when you watch timeline of the show, it's right before Thanksgiving that it's revealed that the surrogate was probably pregnant with Chloe and Tristan's second baby. And Tristan had been really playing it and really working it to get married. Like, he wanted to marry into the family.
And there was that. I mean, no hiding it. He was doing it in front of cameras. It's like he knew what he was doing.
He knew exactly that this other woman was pregnant. As a matter of fact, he had offered her a large sum of money to remove the problem, if you will. And she wasn't having it. And so apparently, though, he'd been with her several times while he was with Chloe. And they think that more than likely the baby, as far as I love this part, they get so down to a gnat's rear end, that they believe that this baby was conceived in March, probably on his birthday. Mm-hmm. Around then, when he left his birthday party early that Chloe had thrown for him so he could go get his special birthday present mm-hmm. from his other woman. And then the baby was born in December.
Yep. And there were cameras at that party. And there were. Ooh, the emotion light just went off in the studio. Now I look like a prisoner. Like, I'm literally motioning right now and it's not turning back on.
I'm motioning. Okay. Anyway, so they figured out that, okay, so that's probably when this all went down. And he'd been seeing her multiple times around that time period. So he was trying to rush things along because he knew this baby was going to be born. And he knew all hell was going to break loose once that happened. So tie himself a little tighter to the Kardashian pile of money. In just encouraging them to move forward with the surrogacy. And it happened right before Thanksgiving. And then it was about a week and a half later that they found out about the other baby. And so there was no turning back. And the real kicker is, and I'd forgotten about this, is when the first baby was born, True, she found out 48 hours before that baby was born that he'd been cheating on her. And she went into labor and she blames it on the stress.
Yeah.
That when she went into labor, but she was about ready to go into labor. But I mean, she was 9 months, but her finding that out. And that was when, she had the baby. And it was just because she just found out that he'd been cheating on her. And it's incredible that she goes back. And even though I know they kind of tried to lay out the story or frame it as, you know, how we talked about before, all the Kardashians, all their babies have the same daddies. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, or each woman only has children with one man. Right. And that's it. And we're like, oh, OK, that's what it is. No, actually, I think she was hoping for a different outcome when with her and Tristan, that she was almost hopeful that there was going to be marriage and that they were going to be able to fix things. Because I think you were saying, and I know you were watching it, was there not talk of marriage between the two of them before the surrogacy?
I mean, yeah, I think so. I'm kind of, my Kardashian storylines are all crossing, but yeah, I think there was, they were trying and they were, I'm not dating really, but yeah, they were trying. That was the end goal.
Yeah. And so, you know, somebody had posted something along the lines of, I bet she'll have another baby with him and hope for a different outcome. And it's like, because she shouldn't even gone back to the well this time. Seriously. But there is a clip of her from before. She looks like Khloe Kardashian now. She looked like Khloe OG, if you remember that, Khloe.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking with her sisters, and apparently one of them had been going through some stuff with somebody, and her boyfriend had cheated on her. And Khloe had some advice.
The exact opposite of me.
You're like a man hater.
No, I'm not. I just don't let people me over. And when you cheat on me, you're gone. And you're not going to do it again and again and again. I'm sorry. That's not normal. That's not respect. That's not what boyfriends do to their girlfriends. So I'm not going to let someone do that. I'm being protected and loving you.
Yeah. Like the comment said, that did not age well.
That did not age well.
That comment did not age well.
Dang it.
I know. And what's sad, it just kind of popped in my head when we were started talking about this, is that in everything is recorded with these guys, right? Everything. So when kids get old enough to start digging around the internet, they're going to see these things that dad did, that mom did, that all this kind of stuff. Not, we always say it's because, you know, when mom poses naked or whatever, or the sex tape, like, oh God, that's terrible. But this kind of stuff where a way a child is conceived and hidden in their lies and deceit. It's like, man, that that's going to make them, I don't know how that's going to make them feel. I can't imagine.
I can't. I mean, you just think about just a normal everyday family. When you find out, you know, if you would, were to find out of turmoil that was going on in your family, it would upset you if you found out that there was that you weren't planned. I mean, even that is traumatic, to find out you were an accident, you know, or it wasn't necessarily planned. It wasn't what they were hoping for, you know, kind of thing. Now you look at Tristan's other baby and the story's out there. Mm-hmm. That he was not interested and was not going to have anything. And also put it out there, he's not going to have anything to do with the kid, and didn't want anything to do with their lives.
Yeah.
But now they're out there. So that's sad. That really is sad.
It is really sad. I'm looking forward to watching this episode.
It's going to be, yeah, it's something that there's stuff all over the place about it. And they also mentioned too, that apparently there may have been a somewhat of a reveal somehow about the name of the second baby. It's a son, so they have a daughter, True, and that people were talking about that the baby's name starts with T, so there must have been something. That's as far as it went for Tristan. That's mm-hmm. why she named True, starts with T, T-R. So we're trying to think of another word that starts with T-R that shouldn't be a baby's name. That's probably what she'll name her son.
Tractor?
Tractor. There we go. There you go. So True and Tractor.
Trampoline. T-R.
There is a picture of the whole family on a trampoline.
Maybe that's an Easter egg.
It might be. So maybe that's a little tramp yeah. and True.
That's
train wreck. Yeah. Courtney says again, train wreck.
That's why we vet these names out. We play the nickname game. Every possible nickname.
Christina said Tractor was the first thing she thought too. Mm-hmm. Courtney, train wreck. I like that one too. TR. Anything else? I say this baby.
How about Trust?
Oh, good one. Trust. True and Trust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How ironic those names are.
Yeah, right?
Tribute. Yep. Oh, Denise. Good one.
Sad.
Hey guys, we'll be back to the podcast here in just a second. First, want to thank GoCurrency for jumping on the podcast with us and supporting our podcast. And by the way, if your business needs some easy competitive financing for heavy machinery, trucks, or other equipment, Currency's here to help.
Currency specializes in finding the best financing options for equipment, trucks, and other big ticket items. Just fill out an application and Currency Finance does the rest. Currency is equipment financing made simple. Just go to gocurrency.com for all the details.
Offers may vary and arranged by Express Tech Financing LLC, doing business as Currency, pursuant to CFL license 60DBO-54873.
Now back to our extremely entertaining podcast. And Hollywood Raw talked about this whole thing in their Raw rundown, and I'll put that in our little thing, that Dax and Adam had some unique takes on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they always do.
Interesting. So anyway, so that's what's going on in Kardashian land. I was trying to think here. Oh, and there was one other thing that was pointed out too. Somebody else had posted this, and it just said that Tristan and Adam Levine, both Pisces men, huge day for us astrology girls. And then you go into the comments and there's like, it's got like 4,000 likes on this thing, but hit the comments if you get a chance, Pat. It's under, God, if you just search Kim Kardashian and start scrolling, you're going to see that post because it's one of the top posts. Anyway, yeah, there's a lot of what do you want to say, confirmation?
Mm-hmm.
So if you know a Pisces dude.
Run. What is Pisces? Like what?
March-ish.
March-ish?
I'm going to say, I know it's March. That's both of these guys are March. Adam and Tristan are both born in March, early March.
Mark was born on St. Patrick's Day, which is March, what, 17th?
Who's that?
My cousin Mark. So I know he's
not real quick.
I don't think he's a narcissist, but if you're born on St. Patrick's Day, then it probably crosses off narcissism because you're just a party.
Well, let's see if it's got, when is Pisces? So, when is Pisces? Tell me.
I'm have a terrible memory. At least I think my cousin Mark's birthday is on St. I'm pretty sure it's on St. Patrick's Day.
It says February. Oh my God, is that February 19th to the 20th of March? Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was all.
And when you pull up a British website where they have the dates back, asswords.
So I hate
192 to 23. And I'm like, what does that mean?
We're not explorers. Let's get with the time. Do it correctly. But man, it's like in how does Pisces, or not Pisces, but how does like astrology like that work? Like if you're born on the beginning of that, are you just kind of a little narcissistic, or like a little bit, like the farther you go into that window, do you get more and more and then less and less and less at the end? So if you're born right in the middle, you don't have any hope.
You're full on, right? I don't really know how that works. I know that there's that term being on the cusp, you know, the like that there's some attributes that maybe you have a lot of both the sign before and the sign after. So you might be a little bit of both, kind of. I don't know. I'm not a good one with that, though. I got another one for you. Trial or tribulation would be another.
Trial or tribulation.
Oh, God. Laura, this is Courtney. Good one. So she's talking about train, but she would spell it T-R-A-Y-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy.
Yep.
I like that. I like that, too.
And truth would be T-R-O-O-T-H. Truth,
trial, and tribulation. So she could have true trial and tribulation. So there will be one more. Mm-hmm. That would make sense. We can just cap that off. all right. Another story. What else? Well, let me ask you this. Since you were listening to Hollywood Raw, mm-hmm. and the boys have their weekly rundown, what else was on their list? Curious.
They talked about. Let me see. I have my little note here. Of course, Adam Levine, number one story.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp dating is a lawyer that was rumored at the beginning that like, oh, they're dating, flirting, whatever. But no, they're dating married lawyer.
Well, I'm, you know, honestly, I think she gives a hoot about him. And they seem to be a good pair. I mean, seriously, mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yeah.
If it drives Amber crazy, all the more reason.
Oh my gosh. Right? When was she? Well, I don't know. Maybe she's a narcissist. Let's see what else they talk about.
Army I know what Hammer I was gonna bring again. Up. What's
Blake,
that?
Army Hammer again, Blake Lively, new Karate Kid film coming out in June of 2024. So yeah.
Have they talked anything about that Barbie movie?
No, I mean not a lot.
Mm-mm. It comes out next year. But it's Margot Robbie, yeah, and the Barbie movie with Ryan Gosling. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I bring it up is there was some post that something was trending yesterday of hers, Margot's, talking about the pictures being leaked or some photos coming out. And she was just like horrified by these pictures. I don't know why, because she looks adorable. And she looks just like Barbie. But Ryan Gosling, I don't know. Does anybody else? I know he was in The Notebook. I know it was hot. It was all great. That's fine. But some of the stuff he's in, he comes off as the creepiest creeper in some of the stuff that he's in.
Really?
Do you not see that? Like in some of the, I don't even remember the name of some of the movies. I was looking it up to see if I could find him, but he plays an excellent psycho bad guy. And he looks like a psycho bad guy. And there's a movie I was just watching the other day. It was like one of his early movies. I didn't know he was in it. And it was three kids and Sandra Bullock's in it. She was like an attorney or something or an investigator. I can't remember, but there was a scene in that. And he was the bad dude in the movie. And I'm like, that was before The Notebook. That was like, and he can look really crazy sometimes.
I guess I could see that. Yeah.
He can really bring it. And I was looking him up and I had no idea that he's been with Eva Mendes for the last like 11 years. And they have two kids together.
Yeah. No clue.
Did not know that.
No, no clue.
That's crazy. All right. So let's see who else. What else was on? I'm trying to see if there's anything else that we needed to absolutely pick apart.
I do know for sure. I'm gonna go hit up this corn dog truck though.
I saw a couple of posts about it too. They said it's legit.
Ashton said they park at the Hy-Vee on 180th and Pacific all the time.
I would love to find that. Oh, and the jackpot. The winners came forward this week.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, there's two people that had agreed to split the pot if they won. Right. And so for the last few weeks, let me get the story up here real quick. The last few weeks, what they've been doing is pulling together some professionals to get everything set up for them. And they want to remain anonymous. They decided to take the lump sum. So that'll mean both of them will end up after taxes around 200 and some million dollars apiece.
They can pretend to remain anonymous, but I guarantee people in their circle will know, like, you guys have changed a little bit. Like, You're not flying a helicopter to the store. What's going on with you two?
There will be signs.
Yeah.
It's all of a sudden he's dressing a little snappier. He finally got the hair plugs.
Yeah. Mama got some new boobs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There will be signs, without a doubt. So be on the lookout. It didn't even say where they were from, I don't think. Two people wishing to remain anonymous came forward. They did the ticket was bought in a Chicago suburb. They're taking the lump sum.
And it took them that long to get the professionals together. And I'm sure attorneys had to draft some stuff for after it's the cash out or whatever.
Right.
Huh.
And because they were splitting it, because it doesn't look like they were family members. You know, it's like just two people who agreed, we'll split the prize if we win. They probably like, let's each put in $10 and buy some tickets. And then they won.
I'd at least know some details. Like, how much did they spend? Did they spend $20? Was it just a one-off quick pick? Was it, do they do this all the time and $100 every week or whatever?
It doesn't have any of that. All it says, lottery officials said the two people who spent the past few weeks working with professional legal and financial advisors to support the claim process, something that experts recommend highly. That's all they have. They aren't saying how many tickets they bought. It says, according to Mega Millions, one jackpot winning ticket was at Speedway gas station in Des Plaines, Illinois. And that is the only, that's where they were. Somehow they bought a ticket there. I don't know. Seems to me if you're there, you're there intentionally.
Yeah. You're not just passing through town.
I think you're just passing through and you stop and say, let's buy a lottery ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they're from there. I wonder. I don't know. Who knows? But congratulations to them.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Sorry that Johnny's not here again. We were hoping to have Queen talk.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So it's probably going to happen that he's going to show up sometime in October and he's going to want to talk about the Queen and he's going to want to talk about Survivor. He's going to want to talk about all the stuff that's happened the last couple, 3 weeks.
We'll have a 2-hour episode. Yeah, like the last couple, 3 weeks with the Adam Levine stuff, the Queen, Survivor, and Johnny's been ghosting.
I know. I've been waiting for his commentary. So hopefully one of these days he'll get his lawyering caught up and he can come back and join us for a half an hour on a Friday morning.
Yeah, like you guys do. Thank you guys for watching and for listening. If you haven't subscribed to our podcast. We do appreciate that. Thanks to Centrist as well. Have a great weekend. Huskers aren't going to lose this weekend, so that's good.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Hood at Media production.